Hello, welcome to Bros Knows Best, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Hello.
Oh.
We are sitting down in a nice cold room on a hot spring day. It's a Sunday. It's feeling tranquil. And I'm feeling good.
Just explain everything we're doing. Yeah.
We're sitting, our toes are touching carpet. It's really nice and comfortable.
We've got beers. We have beers. I thought I'd open up this podcast.
Tell me what
I've got a bottle cap question for a non-specific brand of beer.
Tell people, I don't know if this is just a Tui's thing, or if it's like a worldwide beer
non-specific
thing.
Brand of beer. But yeah, the Tui's new bottle cap,
that's
has
its tradition,
a question on it. So the question today, it's always about bloke stuff, like you know, sports and
watching the cricket or the supercars
or hot girls or meth, all the cool bloke stuff. So it could be of any of those three things.
Bathurst 1000.
Yeah.
Craig Lowndes.
Monster energy drinks. Rattery low. Oh my god. For those who are listening along, Scott's laptop has just had your battery is running low, and that would mean that this podcast would go for a total of 3 minutes, which could be a good. Anyway,
I can't believe the damn thing went out of charge. That's crazy. That's insane. That's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, we saved it though. We saved it. That could have been a disaster. We could have lost all good 3 minutes of that.
I actually physically haven't saved it yet. So that is very lucky that's happened.
Also, it could be over. We could still lose it.
This is it. We're finished.
Fuck, it's so hot.
It's done.
All right, Tui's question.
The non-specific branded beer.
Non-specific branded beer of beer question.
Yeah.
Is in the sport of curling, how many stones does each team throw?
Oh.
I'll give you a clue.
Very good. Okay.
It's less than 10.
Isn't it like, it's like close to 5 or 6, isn't it?
Go, lock in. Are you locking in 5 or 6?
6.
8.
Oh, I wasn't bad. That's not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay, yeah.
Because if I guess like 3, then you would have been Scott. You're an idiot. You don't know anything about curling.
Yeah, you're not a real man. You don't know anything about curling, you pussy.
I've watched enough curling in my day to know that there's more than 5.
It's true. What's that movie? I think it's like The Wild or something, and they throw it and they use like snakes as the sticks.
Oh, classic. That's a classic. That's absolute cinema right there.
Yeah, and they throw in like little beetles or something. I can't remember.
It was pretty good. What was it? Turtles?
We're going to watch it next week and find out.
I missed watching The Wild. That was a good movie. But wasn't the movie we watched this week. We watched Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Is that the name?
Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight.
I don't even remember the name of the movie.
Yeah.
It came out
2020. And
don't know when it came out either.
This was a recommendation.
Oh, we got a shout
from,
out.
Good friend of the show, Thomas Biddendorfer.
Yeah. Big shout out.
So shout out, Bimmy.
We have to get him on.
Yeah, we will.
We should have got him on for this.
We'll get him on for the sequel. That's why.
That's a good idea.
We should do that, yeah.
We should do that.
Tom, we'll get you on for the sequel.
I wonder if he's seen it.
Yeah, probably. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
He might not have seen it. He might have only seen the first one.
But the point is, if you guys, all 13 of you who listen to this podcast... want us to watch a movie, please let us know and we will watch it. It doesn't mean we'll watch it straight away because we bank these and then we also have other ideas plan.
And that's it. If you ever have a recommendation and you comment it or anything like that, put it down. We'll look at it and we will bank it and we will watch it at a later date.
Yeah. Like, to be fair, Tom's been pestering us for like
a year.
But we did get around to it.
We have a couple of other requests from people that we still need to get to as well.
Yeah, so
but we can talk
keep,
about that later.
Keep them coming through because it makes our lives easier because picking a movie is god awful. It makes me want to blow my brains out.
I love picking movies. Oh, I'm the exact opposite.
Then you have to watch it. Then you have to talk about it. This whole thing's just bullshit.
It's just shit, man. We should just quit while we're ahead.
We should quit.
Oh, speaking of quitting, I sort of almost quit doing my own synopses, but I've pushed through.
I'm glad.
And I've written a real quality one for you here. For everyone, nobody sleeps in the woods tonight. Polish teens go to a summer camp that disallows technology with a camp guide. Oh, wait, hang on. Five of them trek into the forest with a camp guide, I should say.
Yeah.
They get annihilated by two demonic brothers with boils on their bodies. That's basically the movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's... with the boils on their bodies is probably underselling it a bit.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. It's completely covered in cysts.
They kind of look like, you know, in Black Panther, Killmonger, how he has a little lumps on his skin?
Yeah, just like heightened virgins. Not virgins.
Heightened virgins.
Heightened virgins of that.
Yeah. Yes. Just like big fat versions of that.
Yeah. It was insane. All right. Initial thoughts on this movie, straight off the bat.
I reckon that this movie isn't good to watch by yourself.
No, it's another one of those movies where you have to watch with people.
Yeah. I enjoyed it
better
because I think I watched it with you. If I didn't watch it with you, I think I would have hated this movie.
Hate, that's strong.
Wait, okay. Not hated. I think I would have been bored with this movie.
Just okay.
Like, it's just whatever. This is a shit movie. But because I watched it with you, we were laughing a lot of the time.
Yeah, it was good. I think, yeah, definitely it benefits. Hate is strong. It definitely benefits from that. What is great about it, though, is that it is also an international movie, which we've done a few now, which is good.
Yes.
Polish film.
Yeah, I think we're nearing the... we've at least done over five, I reckon.
Over five.
International movies, which is a decent amount for the amount of episodes we've done.
Yeah. Because, and you know what, though? It was relatively, easy to understand flow-wise. Like,
yeah.
The Polish language is pretty well... It's easy to follow, sort of.
It is, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, true. I honestly forgot that we watched it with subtitles, you know.
Yeah.
It was quite easy to understand.
It flowed really well in that respect. And another positive about this movie as well that I want to bring to the table straight up is the cinematography actually surprised me.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there were some good shots.
Some good shots, like especially like the intro shot over the forest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was like slowly moving it with this desaturated sort of green sort of color grading sort of thing. I was like, ooh, that's kind of, it's a bit freaky.
Bit freaky,
bit ominous.
The, when old mate, the Eminem lost his virginity at the beach and there was a shot of them lying together. That was good.
Yeah.
But we'll go through each character in a minute.
We can. We absolutely
can. Well, how about you? What were your first thoughts? You liked it?
I'm in the same park as you. It's definitely better watching it with another person.
Yes.
But watching it myself, I'll be honest, I think I would probably turn it off about halfway.
Yeah, I reckon.
Just because it's not, this isn't, I don't know, it feels kind of cheap. It feels like a bit of a cheap horror to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, it is well done in a lot of respects, like practical effects and things like that. It does shine in that area, but it just feels a bit samey. And not much depth to the plot.
No, it's not breaking any new ground.
Doesn't hook me in, sort of thing. Yeah.
It's meant to be Poland's first slasher movie.
Really?
Apparently.
First ever,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
But yeah, you can tell it takes a lot of tropes from like a lot of movies.
It takes tropes from Venom.
From Venom?
Yes, it takes not the Venom movies, but just the story of Venom.
Oh, yeah, true. It does. It's a meteorite that crashes down.
And
alien
a symbiote parody. Comes out and basically takes hold of these two brothers when they're kids.
Yeah.
And they turn into, like, demonic, flesh-eating monsters. That's Venom.
The main bit of, I guess, criticism I've been reading online is people are saying, like, oh, it's just, like, constantly, like, referencing other movies and then ripping them off.
I guess so.
And I was like, yeah, I guess that's a thing that you could be annoyed about.
Yeah.
So
but then at the same time, that's just paying... Homage. I don't know how to say the word, but
yeah.
I guess it's kind of paying respects to the older movies before it. But yeah, at the same time, it can seem like a cop out if it's just constantly doing that
and not doing anything new.
Yeah, not adding its own sort of flair to it, which, yes, it does do that, but I feel like it does have its own personality.
It does feel,
you can't
yeah.
take that away from this movie. It knows what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's too... Like, it's obviously similar to other movies, but it definitely feels like its own thing in a way.
For
I think that's just because of the villains were, like, felt unique, you know?
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little bit different. And I didn't expect there to be two of them either.
No, two big skin twin dudes with like little boobies on them and
little
stuff.
Little boobies.
Yeah, right, they were covered in nipples.
Let's just fully get into it with the design of these villains as well. I actually really liked how they were designed. They were fucking freaky, man. Like, their whole bodies just coated with this shit. You couldn't even see their eyes. There was just, like, mushed up, mangled dudes.
Yeah, it's kind of
hot.
Big,
burly boys.
Yeah. That was mad. I did find them scary as well.
They were, but
I reckon they'd be pretty easy to beat.
Of course, yeah.
They're just so slow. Just run. Just run away the whole time.
Yeah, that's it. Except they're immortal, we did find out.
Did we find out they're immortal or they can just heal quickly?
Oh, maybe they have a bit of a Deadpool effect. Like a healing factor, maybe.
It's probably the parasites healing them.
Is it a Yeah, it technically is a parasite, right?
I think so. I mean, it's a symbiote. It's just venom.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I presume when she stabbed one of them in the end and then the other one got hit by the car. The emo chick killed both of them. Well, killed both of them.
She technically killed both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But then they both got up at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you got hit by a car, he would have survived. He was like, yeah, he was too big for
but
it.
But the dude that was stabbed through the chest, the long haired brother.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, though, I would have, you know, if it was me in that predicament, I would have sawed that motherfucker's dome off, man.
I was going to say, I'd go for the head.
Nobody does that. And I know it keeps the suspense in these horror movies, but it's so stupid. Like, nobody commits to just finishing the job.
Well, if you're going to stab someone lying down on a bed,
yeah,
do what we've all done and stab him in the head.
You have to do a Pacific Rim and shoot twice. Otherwise, your brother ends up dying in a Jaeger.
Mm.
That's a very niche reference for people who haven't seen Pacific Rim. But
rest in peace,
his brother.
Big Diesel. Big Diesel.
Rest in peace, Vin Diesel.
Oh, man. Gone too soon. He actually is dead.
See, we gotta stop saying rest in peace to these actors, and then when these movies come out, there's the off chance that they'll actually be dead.
True. Let's just start saying political shit now.
Yeah, let's just get wild.
By the time this comes out, there's going to be a new US president. So we could say shit. Yeah, isn't that crazy? So
Damn.
It's like, oh, yeah. Fuck Trump or fuck Kamala. Yeah. We're political now.
Yeah, we're jumping on the bandwagon. It's all for the clicks, baby.
Oh, all for the clicks. Oh, man, let's just talk. Let's talk the US election because fuck, man, was it not crazy? The state of Georgia was neck and neck, but I can't believe... edit both ways. I can't believe Trump won or edit here. Yeah. I can't believe Kamala won. Fuck, mind blowing.
Insane.
We're political now.
Yeah. We've sourced it. Oh, man.
Fucking CNN. My ball sack, am I right?
Speaking of ball sacks, Slim Shady.
Let's go through each character.
Because
in this, all right. It's a group.
Do you have their names up currently?
I do.
Get their names up, but we'll also reference them as their nicknames we've given them.
Easy. So there is... It's a group of about
five kids,
plus a camp leader.
Yeah.
And essentially these teenagers are on a camp, which is like you can't have your phones. No technology. It's a detox camp. And then they take you out and go camping for a week.
Yeah. They're all there for different reasons as well.
For
not using their technology. Most of them are just, they're, you know, Gen Z. So they're addicts.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you have like the darker sort of stuff, like the emo chick. She has the backstory of her family getting killed in a car crash.
Yeah.
And like, you know, basically just needs to sort of detox from social media completely because it's like, just driving her down like an even darker path, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she...
It wasn't really specified why she was there to do that. Maybe just to get...
No, they didn't really go into it too much. It's just like, oh, your family died.
Yeah. That was just like a weird plot point that was kind of thrown in there for a little bit extra depth. I guess I kind of respect it.
But. So we had her. Her name was Zosia.
Zosia. We'll call her Emo Chick.
Emo Chick.
Yep.
Then we had... the fat gamer.
Yeah.
Zulek.
Let's call him...
Sweaty Basement Boy?
Sweaty Basement Boy.
All right. So we have
I was going to go on the sweaty train as well, actually. So
he was very sweaty.
Oh,
I reckon he stunk. You know, like... You know, like
Cheetos.
That lazy BO smell?
Yeah.
He would have had that.
Oh, shout out. Shout out Lazy B.O.
Then we had the blonde chick called Anelia, so yeah. I reckon we'll call her Lululemon.
Lululemon, yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah, for sure. She definitely shops there.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, she can't now.
Oh, yeah, true. She's got a dead.
Stick through her fucking skull.
Yeah, kind of cool. and then we had Bartek. He was the virgin.
Yes. So
we'll call him...
Slim Shady Virgin.
Slim Shady Virgin.
Because he had a buzz cut.
He had a buzz cut.
And was blonde.
And then we had Daniel.
The gay guy that hid inside the church. So we'll call him...
He hid in a closet.
The closet. And then
he came out of the closet before he hid in the closet.
True. That was very on the nose, though, and quite funny.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. We'll call him the closeted Catholic.
Yeah, closeted
CC.
Catholic.
We'll call him CC.
CC. And then we had Isa, who was the camp leader.
Oh, yeah. We'll just call her dumb bitch.
Yes.
Because silly dumb she bitch. Made some stupid decisions. I understand running back in there for the phone, but why wouldn't you have some emergency communication on yourself? That's just my question.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm just putting it out there.
You got the lives of five teenagers in your hands.
And you're not going to have a radio?
Or a flare? Yeah, a radio. That's not...
Or a fucking...
That's not digital technology. Like, you'd be fine.
Like, you can get...
Or a sat
like
phone?
A beacon. Yeah, get a beacon.
Get a... Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, professional hikers and stuff never go hiking and camping and stuff without beacons.
No.
Or it's like... It's new technology flares. That's essential... Oh. I mean, some people do, but, like, you know, it's very handy if you fall off a fucking cliff and you're like, help! You know, how else are people going to find you?
Yeah, exactly right.
So, otherwise you're just lost in the Blue Mountains forever.
True. Get a sat phone.
Get a sat phone.
Get a radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and we should also talk about Tommy Lee Jones from Temu, or Polish Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Polish Tommy Lee Jones.
At the start of the movie, you just get a flashback of a post... postman who's like knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Then he's like, whoa, what's going on in here?
Postman Polish.
Yeah, Postman Polish pulls like the gate open and then sees like the two twins in there and they attack him.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how he escaped with no legs.
Yeah.
Against two.
How did he survive?
Because they pull him in, obviously rip his legs off.
And he's just, what? He's just bleeding out and somehow. How does he get. That makes no sense to me at all.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Unless he like scored his legs with like some sort of.
How are you scoring them?
I don't know.
He should be dead.
That's the only logic I can put to it, you know. But like, yeah, in that era as well, because that I don't know what era that was.
Let's say
he was pretty young back then.
Yeah, I reckon. Let's say
it would have been like 70s or something.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go with the 70s.
Whoa, shit!
That's not good.
Anyway, keep going.
I thought you spilt the beer.
No, but that could ruin this upload that I've got.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, keep going, keep going, keep going.
Spaghetti-o.
Oh, no, spaghetti-o.
Keep uploading going. Podcasts while shooting a podcast.
Yeah, whoops. We don't talk about it.
That's insane.
Anyway, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, we'll go with mid-60s.
Mid-60s is when he got his legs torn apart.
Yeah.
Sorry, torn off.
And even the 70s, like, the medical, efficiency of things back then is
in
nowhere.
The middle of the woods as well.
In the middle of the woods, probably, and because things are less developed back in the past, ages away from a hospital as well. He would actually be dead.
He should be dead.
So maybe he's just that good.
Also, giant plot point.
Maybe the sequel goes into it.
Maybe.
Because he survived.
Oh, yeah, he did too. Yeah, yeah, he killed the CC.
He killed CC, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
The closeted Catholic.
Yeah, that's right.
Major plot point as well.
Yeah, okay.
So the two twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thing one and thing two. Bubba, Gubby.
B1 and B2.
Yeah, we got Bubba and we got Gubby. Bubba, yeah. Gubby. All right? They're in the basement, right? And everyone is escaping through that little hole.
Yeah.
The little.
Yeah.
We got the little, right? The little square.
The basement square. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
When the twins first got the parasite into them.
Yeah.
They were small little boys.
Yes, they were.
Who could fit through the little.
Yeah.
And it's quite easy to escape through the little because you just have to push it open.
Yeah. And so especially being possessed, they would have the power to do that too.
And they're starving. So how did they not escape the whole time? Also, second plot point.
Maybe Mama Bear parked a bloody car in front of it for a couple of years.
But Mama Bear was feeding them the whole time by opening up the basement hatch.
Why wouldn't they just sit on the stairs and just pounce and start...
What I'm saying!
Just eating the chick.
That's what I'm saying!
Yeah.
When you first see the old lady, like, yeah, in modern times, and she's dragging that goat trying to throw it down, you presume that it's like, it's a drop-off, it's just a hole, the basement.
But there are stairs.
But there's stairs!
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
And we know they know how to use stairs, because we see them use the stairs.
They use it multiple times in the movie. Maybe they were just like, I don't know, content after a while of just... I'm trying to just rationalize it a bit.
But they tried to escape in the flashback.
They did.
They were smashing against the door and then she had to hold her weight on and then somehow pull a thing, a bench over, which it doesn't make sense.
This is unexplained and it's just... it's a stupid logic flaw, which a lot of horror movies do when they're just like, we're just making it for scares.
Right. But it'd be rude of me to not address these things.
Of course, of course.
Because...
but you can't excuse it.
They are... parasitic, alien-infested cannibals, basically.
Yeah, almost demonic, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. And so they're craving for food all the time.
Yeah.
Clearly, they're getting fed.
Of course.
But why didn't they escape the whole time? How did they not escape the whole time?
Yeah, I know. And especially just being mutated, they wouldn't have the know-how to... somehow she went down and chained them up down there.
That's another point that I had.
How did she do that?
How did she chain them?
Maybe she sedated them with
the
food.
How do you sedate them?
With the food. You put some drugs in the food. Oh, man, they had everything in the 70s, bro. She probably went to the pharmacy and just went, give me one of everything. I'm putting it in this dead deer and I'm feeding it to these little devils.
Yeah, I don't know. But we just know as well that they wanted to escape because they, as soon as they got the opportunity where she fell down, they killed her and escaped. So maybe they wanted to escape.
Theory. Do you reckon she tried to kill them before?
No, because the postman Polish said that she loved them too much still. And she's gone crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's her boys. She can't kill her boys.
It's her boys. She can't kill her boys.
My two baby boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Bubba and Gubby. It's Bubba Gubby. She can't kill your boys.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, let's talk about the dynamic of all the other characters. Cheesy but funny, I would say.
Yes.
It made for good entertainment, and it was so... like, it was like Polish-American Pie at times.
Yeah.
Really, like, stereotypical people... like, you had the nerd, the emo, the, you know, like, the gay friend of the popular girl, and then, like, the jock bad boy sort of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was all these, you know, sort of stereotypes put out there.
The tropes, yeah.
The tropes, yeah. But it made for some good entertainment, I would say. And especially, you know, horror movies like this sometimes can suffer if the first half is not as exciting as, like, the scares and the horror aspect.
Yes.
Like, the plot behind it, if it's not giving you the fuel, then you can drop off really quickly. Which I would still drop off if I was just watching it by myself, but it was still funny enough to keep me invested while watching it with you.
Yeah, I think it was goofy enough to laugh at with mates.
Yeah, it's that's
definitely
right.
Definitely watch this with mates. You can't watch it by yourself, I
of course. Think. Yeah. But yeah, they were just doing some cheeky things. I mean, obviously, Slim Shady went out to the beach to smoke a doobie.
Yes, yeah.
And then Lululemon came out and took his V-card.
Yeah, which I didn't expect him to be a virgin.
Very insane.
Good little... twist there, I guess.
Yeah, and then that post-nut clarity hit in when he was on his phone and then Big Dog Boyle brother picked him up in his sleeping bag and slammed him against a tree.
Yeah, which that is meant to be a reference to Scream, I think. No, not Scream, Friday the 13th, of them.
Okay,
From 1988.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just glad that bro got to at least, you know...
he got to... he got to feel some satisfaction before going out.
Yeah,
basically, he won at life. That's what I'm saying.
True. I mean, you know.
That's it. What more do you want?
Lululemon was, you know. Then she was like, I'm going to be your teacher. And he's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Life is complete.
Yeah, that was insane.
No, you know, probably a good way to go out, I guess. And then getting bashed against, like, the...
bashed against the trunk of a tree.
Not the worst way to die.
Yep. No, just despite having all of the bones in your body broken.
And probably not dying instantly.
No, probably taking a couple of goes for it to actually go in. Yeah, that would have been a very painful death. At least Lululemon got absolutely murked from the back of the head.
Well, let's rank the deaths then.
Let's do a death ranking. Okay, so the most gruesome of all the deaths, I would probably say, was Lululemon's death, I think.
You're wrong.
With the stick through
the mouth.
You're
wrong.
You are wrong. How am I wrong?
Because there was a cop who got chopped in half with an axe.
Oh, I forgot about this.
I know you did, because you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Okay, no, okay, that is number one.
Because you saw his guts go... That just was... Just, like, drop down.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a big sack of potatoes.
It was insane. He fully got half.
That was fun. Like... You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
just a bit of fun with the boys chopping people in
honestly,
pieces.
If you have kids, get them around and watch that scene.
Watch this movie.
It's good fun. They got to learn somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, from the wrongs from their rights.
Whether we're...
Or
you
the
know,
left's from the rights.
Whether Trump's president or Kamala's president, you got to do it. They will know. The people will know
the
right
now. The people will know.
We don't know.
Right now when this pod comes out.
Oh, man. Politics and whatnot, right?
Yeah, we're a politics podcast now.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Ranking of death number two, what do you think sits underneath that one? Because that is the top. You're right. It's most gruesome.
Yeah, number two, I'm going to surprise you again. Mm. The priest getting thrown in the wood chipper.
Oh, I forgot about that as well.
I know you did.
Oh, that
you're
was
wrong.
Insane.
You're wrong.
And he just got turned into like a pool of claret.
Yeah, and fuck that cunt.
Yeah, fuck that cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid ass fucking... dog.
Yeah.
Let my boy do his thing. He doesn't need to have a ball gag in his mouth.
Yeah, that was a bit
I
weird.
Felt so bad for homie.
Yeah, dude was just like
him.
Trying to...
So did the writers,
yeah,
I think.
CC went in there. He's like, oh man, I'm just hiding in this church. And then the priest is like, well, well, well. And whips out a fucking chalice or something and knocks him out.
Yeah.
Straps him to a chair with a ball gag.
You know.
This movie took a turn and really...
went in Poland.
It leaned into the Predator priest trope.
True, yeah.
Which, man.
Another big trope.
Which was cooked. Which is true for some areas of the world. But,
George Pell. Whoops. Yeah. We're political now.
We're political now. We can say what we want.
Nah, he's a fucking dog.
Yeah.
What were we saying?
Rot.
So we got chopped
yeah.
in half. We got wood chipper.
Wood chip priest.
I would say then.
Yeah.
Impaled in the mouth.
Yeah. Okay. So Lululemon sits at third.
That was shocking. I think that was...
Okay.
One jump scare got
How
me at the
How did CC not hear the stick... go through a person's skull, man. Like, he's just like, yeah, like, I'm not accepted and my parents hate me and fucking I don't know what to do. And he just turns to her and he's like, so what do you reckon? And she's like, what? She's got a log through her mouth, man.
Imagine if you just turned, he's like, so you're going to answer me? Or like, what's the deal here?
It's just Curb Your Enthusiasm music comes out.
Also, how'd they not hear the, like, Big Bopper walk up?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's not a silent stepper. Those dudes have some big, like, fucking paws, dude.
Big stepper.
Big stepper.
Yeah. No idea. No idea.
Okay, that's why it also sits at third, because the logic of that kill doesn't make any sense.
True.
But, you know, it was pretty funny when she ragdolled down this cliff, though.
Four is tough.
Yeah.
Four is tough because I'm going between Julek, who got his tongue bit out and then bled out.
Oh, that was very gory.
And then had to get stabbed himself. Yeah. A little sweaty and gross, though. Yeah. Or sleeping bag, but I don't know.
I think that Julek actually sits at last for deaths.
Yeah, you reckon it was
shithouse? I think the... not shithouse. I think the sleeping bag was better.
That chick got decapitated as well. The camp leader.
Oh, no, that was kind of cool.
Because
like it was, you know, you didn't see it and then you just see this head just fly out
of
that
was
kind of
sick.
The little.
So sleeping bag four and then she's five?
She's five.
Yeah.
Decapitation.
And then what else was there? There was, I think that was about it, wasn't there?
So on the horror aspect,
the CC
for Gore,
guy got shot, but that doesn't like no one really gives a fuck about that.
Who
that's
cares?
Last. That's
yeah,
last.
Yeah,
that was shit.
But it was pretty funny, though. He's like gone, like somehow he escaped as well.
Oh, yeah.
From the other brother in the church.
Yeah.
He grabbed him. He grabbed the dude out of the confessions booth.
Yeah, I don't know how he escaped.
He escaped somehow. I don't know. Maybe he just took his jacket off and ran. But
true.
Yeah, just gets absolutely murked by Postman Pat.
Yeah, Postman Polish.
And just boom, dude walks out the door with his two wooden legs, iron legs, and he's like, "Ah, shit, I messed up here, didn't I?"
Yeah.
So the overall tension of the film, I think it didn't feel as tense as I wanted it to be for a horror.
Yes, yeah.
It was more goofy and funny.
It was more goofy. It definitely wasn't scary.
You kind of clown on this movie a little bit. And that's why it is also good to watch with friends. Like, it's definitely good just over a couple of drinks and stuff like that.
I think the most scary scene was the first scene.
Yeah, I would say as well, actually. That actually shocked me a little bit.
I that was the only jump scare that got me a bit.
Yeah.
None of the other, like, most of the other ones were predictable.
Mm.
One I was expecting was when the cop at the end was talking to the prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, waiting for,
instantly,
like,
die.
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to smack against the glass. Yeah. And it never happened. I was like, come on, bro. Let's just do it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Or like the movie Smile where the neck bends down. I was waiting for something like
something
that.
Something crazy to happen, yeah. Actually, another reference to some older slasher movies is when Zulek is talking about the rules of a horror movie.
Like, I like that. I like that bit.
But that is something that is talked about. This isn't a spoiler, but like it's talked about in the first Scream movie.
Well, it's talked about in a few movies as well.
Yeah, but Scream is that movie.
The pioneer of it.
That's the pioneer of, like, the guy telling the group, you're fucking up if you're doing this, 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 and this. And then said people go do those things and they die.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's a like a reference to Scream in that respect.
Yeah. I think out of the horror genre, my favorite subgenre is the slasher.
You like the slasher film?
That's my favorite bit, like my favorite section of horror for me. So
do you like it because it entertains you the most, or pure, what is the scariest genre for you?
Paranormal, for sure.
Paranormal sort of stuff. Yeah. So like the Hereditary sort of vibe, or even like Paranormal Activity or something.
Conjuring,
which we have to dip into.
100% we will, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be keen to. That kind of stuff probably scares me the most, whereas like slasher I think is I just enjoy like the creative kills, I think.
Yeah. And like how gory the filmmakers are willing to go with it as well.
Yeah,
how far can they push the boundaries?
Yeah, like Friday the 13th and all that, like all good fun stuff,
classics, you know, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, there's not much to say about this movie other than the fact that, you know, it's a fun, wild ride.
Yes.
It's not the best movie in the world, but like, I wouldn't say don't watch it. I just say make sure you watch it with people.
Yes.
And in the right environment.
Be good with a movie night, beers.
Yeah. Even a drink.
Snacks.
Even a drinking game.
A drinking game
would
be
perfect
fun
for this movie. Yeah. You could do one for every single kill.
Yeah, one for every single kill.
Yeah. So going into back to the depth of what's her face? Her character, the emo chick.
Yeah. Zosia.
When the car crash scene happened and you saw her parents die and was a brother? Or is it a brother in there?
The mum, brother, and dad.
Yeah, and then the dad's crawling out of the car on fire and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would have hit better if they use practical effects there instead
Charlie
of the
Charlie's.
Yeah. He turned out to be a charcoal chicken, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like the CGI fire just wasn't fitting it for me.
Nah, yeah. Yeah. Put that man on fire.
Yeah, light that man on fire right now.
Pussies.
Pussies. They could have done better.
I only have one more bit of logic where the camp leader was an idiot for when she went into the twins' house.
Yes.
Like, you know, when they've lost, they've first realized they've lost Slim Shady, Polish Swim Shady. And then the three of them split up first. And then the three of them go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then she knocks, no one answers. So she goes, oh, you know what would be good is if we go down into this person's basement.
Yeah.
Are you an idiot?
Great logic.
Yeah, great logic. Stupid. You know, deserve to die.
You know, it was actually a bit of a freaky thing is when one of the brothers was, like, you go down there and then you see, like, the remnants of Slim Shady's body down there.
Yeah,
and
that was
he's
wild.
Just, like, half of his body's gone because they've eaten him.
Mm.
Oh, man. That actually was a bit freaky.
I also think they didn't need to go back for the phone ever.
They didn't need to go back.
There was no need. Just run in one direction straight.
This is the thing. If she didn't have a phone, right, and they hiked out there, she knows this forest. She should have just led the kids back.
Yeah.
Back to the area that they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Why? Stupid horror logic. That's why. That's your answer.
Yeah. I guess because she just would have left one behind.
Yeah,
she can't probably do that. But it goes back to our point. Why don't you have any emergency gear?
Yeah, it's it. You should be prepared in the first place.
There's a bunch of other groups out there as
well. It's just different in Poland, man. They're just taking risks over there.
True. Yeah, there's a bunch. Yeah. Brought the walk to Poland. trivia time.
Yeah, please give us some trivia.
This is the first Netflix original from Poland.
Really?
First ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Ever.
So, is shove that up your date and smoke it, bitch. What'd you say?
Is that a fact?
No, I'm just saying it in the previous section for a laugh.
Yeah, like, please, get over continue, yourself. Continue.
Get over yourself.
Please continue.
The film's timeline is set... you'll like this one. The film's timeline is set on and around the 20th of April. This is because the two brothers, drunk at the end of the movie, are celebrating Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Oh, they are those... Yeah, the two Nazi dudes. Yeah.
You'd like it.
Oh, jeez.
You won't be back next week, will you? We'll have a new co-host who's not a Nazi supporter next week.
Oh, you're setting up shit, man. Fuck you, man.
No. Oh, shit, I've put the same fact in twice. It's just Adolf Hitler and Adolf Hitler. That's right. It's on my phone.
You won't be back next week.
No, well, next week there's a whole new cast for the Butts to Nuts podcast.
It's not Butts to Nuts anymore.
Oh, fuck you,
it's
then.
Bros. Paris knows best, you idiot.
Yeah, we do know best. Yeah. You know what we do know? That this film was filmed in 23 days.
Do you? Do you now?
About 8 scenes were shot per day. So low budget, 23 days. Okay. God, I love hard-working Polish people.
That's what the war changed them, man.
Bros knows best.
Yes.
All right. Letterbox time?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Callous Apartment says... First night, everybody sleeps in the woods. 2 stars. It's not wrong.
He's not wrong. They all do sleep in the woods. It would have been better if they didn't actually sleep.
Well, I guess the Slim Shady didn't really sleep.
Yeah, but the title is Nobody Sleeps.
Nobody sleeps. Most people sleep.
They all slept and survived.
It should be most people but one sleeps in the woods tonight.
And then you die the next day.
Yeah.
Extended title of the movie.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I don't know why that one didn't get through. All right, Casey says... Twister. Oh, shit. Hang on. Casey says, I love how the writers forgot about the kid hiding in the church halfway through, so they just randomly kill him off at the end.
Yeah.
3.5 stars.
Literally. Maybe they did have a scene play out for that, but they just had budget constraints and they just had to cut it.
And it's like,
nobody cares about this guy.
Shoot him in the chest, he'll be all right.
Yeah. Just have the dude come out with his legs go, oh, fuck, what have I done?
M says, don't worry, everyone. Teens still get murdered for having premarital sex. And so they should.
Yep.
So they should. Honestly.
Bring the hammer down.
Yeah. Honestly, world's gone soft. And doesn't matter if it's Trump or Kamala. We're fighting for. We've gone political now. Butts and nuts. We're dipping into
it's
US
politics.
It's not
butts and nuts anymore. It's Bros Knows Best.
And Bros
You're
Do Know Best.
You're forgetting the fucking name.
Bros Do Knows Best, because we do.
This guy.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea to change the name. Bros Knows Best.
I think it's coming to that time of the afternoon
of
where I realise I've got a sweat pool on my bum.
Okay.
And we also have scores to give.
Bros Knows Best.
Bros Knows Best. Bros.
Scott, do you want to say yours or me?
Me.
All right. I'll go. I think watching this with a friend makes it a lot better.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give 2 scores. My official score...
No. Okay. Your official score?
5 out of 10.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Your score?
My official score? 5.5 out of 10.
And that's all, folks.
No. You give your other score.
Yeah. And that was another episode of Bros Knows Best.
Oy.
That's right, if you enjoyed this episode, then you can check us out elsewhere, can't you, Scott?
Oh, you betcha.
You can check us out on YouTube,
Spotify,
all podcast platforms. That's probably where you just listened or watched us then.
Yeah.
But we have social platforms too, don't we, Scott?
Oh, we do, like Instagram.
Oh my god, TikTok.
Oh, it's insane.
And YouTube Shorts. If you like us, follow us there. We've got content, we've got episodes, and we'll see you guys
soon.
No, that's when you say next week.
Next week.
Fucking Jesus.